All right, my friends, welcome back to another episode of the Build Show podcast. That's right, my weekly time to get together with you guys and go deep. I got my buddy Steve Basic.
Is this where we get to talk about building science?
This is where we get to talk about building science. That's right. You know, Steve and I have, by the time you listen to this, should be published a brand new 10-part series called
Build Science
101. 10 parts, and a really, really good foundation for education. This is meant for anywhere from a high school student who's maybe in a trades school class, to a homeowner who's interested in learning the basics of building science, to a young builder who's never really taken a more formal building science class, someone who's maybe seen a Steve video or my video but goes, now what is this exactly, and wants to really dig in. It's a fantastic series. But we're going to be talking a little bit more about the series today, as well as a couple particulars about the series that you're going to want to know about. And really, this is a podcast that I think we've titled Why We Educate, kind of talking about why this series is so important and why we care about educating the industry. So that being said, from the Rockwool Studios in Austin, Texas, let's get going. All right, Steve, Building Science 101, Build Science, as we've called it, because we, you know, we have to get our Build logo in there somehow. Let's go back to the basics, though.
That's mighty nice.
I like it. If you're not watching the podcast, by the way, you know you can watch Nerdy Steve and I here. I should say Handsome Steve and Nerdy Matt, rather, here at the Rockwell Studios, because we film this and we play it on the buildshow.com. You can go to our podcast tab to actually watch this. But of course, we're on all the normal locations by the ear delivery. Steve, why do you educate? What is it about education that you care about? Why is it that you're so prolific in your education?
So for two reasons. Well, actually, there's probably more than two reasons, right? The very first reason is I was taught that information is not ours and it's there to be shared. And that's from Joe. We've had this conversation before, but I think that was one of Joe's biggest assets. And out of respect to the information that he shared with me, I feel it's my responsibility to share it. And anything else I know. Selfishly speaking, anybody that has shared information or taught something, you come out a better person on the back end.
Boy, that's for sure.
You end up, if you have to do a presentation and you have to put together 60 slides to talk about water management, you're going to understand water management after you put that presentation together better than you did before you did.
That's right. That's right.
And then thirdly, I'm an architect. I need work to sustain my business. So if I educate people, two things happen. One, I get clients that come to me with a certain level of knowledge because I've educated them.
Great point.
Two, they come to me knowing I want to work with that guy. And three, I don't have to fight for the job because they're going to come to me and say, hey, you know, can we work with you? Do you have the time to work with us?
Yeah, because they recognize you as an expert. Whereas they, the other person they're talking to, may or may not be an expert.
Right, right. And they might be good at some of the things they do, but they're not good at all of the things. And it's baffling to me. I'm a homeowner. I'm going to drop $1 million on a house, and I'm going to trust somebody that I clearly know doesn't have the answers. And it's like, it's like if you owned a car and you pulled into the garage and, you know, you said, hey, I'm having some engine troubles, and the guy opens up the trunk, right? Would you stay there, right?
No,
and say, hey, this guy's qualified. Like, he's got it figured out, right? No, no. So why is it that our largest investment we tend to care the littlest about? I don't get. I've had clients toil over like one of these days I'm going to write a book. I just can't do it yet because I still need work in the future. But one of these days I will write a book about conversations I've had about the dumbest things in building. and how little a client wants to have a conversation about a rain screen.
Yeah.
And why it exists. And it's not that they don't care. They're not educated enough to care.
That's right. They don't know what they don't know.
Exactly. So I educate because I'm trying to get the industry to care more.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. We've always said that rising tide floats all boats. I think that's that we want the industry to care more is that rising tide, that when you and I educate, when we talk about these things, suddenly our clients talk about them, other builders talk about them. They get more and more discussion. They get rain screens are becoming more and more common rather than the opposite. And as a result, now we get less pushback when we specify or talk about a rain screen. Oh yeah, that makes sense. Sure. Yep. What size gap should I get should be the question rather than should I have one or not potentially.
No, exactly. And like I said, I've learned so much just because of kind of that self-reflection that's required when you're developing. I mean, I probably talk, I don't know, 20, 30 times a year in some capacity outside of videos, even doing videos, like working with the Build Show and a Build Show Network, doing videos, all of a sudden I'm like, I have to talk and articulate a point that, yeah, I know the answer, but how can I put that answer into four words or five words? That's the challenge, right? Of how can I get that information about? And if I can make it that simple and that refined that I can explain it in four words, it means I've refined it in a whole lot so that I understand it exponentially more.
Yeah, for sure. I think the other thing, Steve, that you didn't mention that you and I have in common is we both are married. We both have children. And I think you and I are both pretty future oriented and want to give our children the best. And I think that based on, at least for me, some of the experiences I've had in the past, in other words, not just experiences, let's be honest, the mistakes that I've made in the past, I don't want those same mistakes to happen for my kids.
Right.
And that's true in the building world too. You know, I don't know if my kids will go into the business or not, but I'm hoping that my years of educating will give them a solid background. So if they do decide to get into the building world, they're going to have lots of dad's advice over the years to be able to fall back on. And I think of when I make my videos, I think of what would Matt Reisinger 10 years ago want to know on this topic. And if I make a video that's helpful to Matt from 10 years ago, it's usually going to be a good video. Yeah. It's going to be helpful to people. And honestly, I think about that whether it's a sponsored video or not. You know, okay, maybe someone's paying us to make a video. Maybe it's an editor, what we call an editorial. I always want them to be educational and for someone who watches that video to gain a little bit of knowledge so that they'll be a better, more knowledgeable builder that will build more reliable, more comfortable, more efficient, and more durable homes after watching those videos.
Yeah, you know, what are the statistics since working on the Build Show Network that I've come to understand is when I put up a more complex video, it might not get as much attention as the very simplified video. And I think the reason is the industry clearly just doesn't have a good understanding of what we're doing. Mm-hmm. And so these simple videos, they just get watched the hell out of. and I think it's because we're all learning, and there's a whole bunch of people out there that aren't willing to ask the question, but they want to know the answer. So that, you know, kudos to you for developing the Build Show Network, because now there's a platform where I don't have to raise my hand at a seminar in front of 100 people and ask a dumb question. That's what I think is a dumb question.
Yeah. Yeah.
I could sit in my living room and find a video on floor framing or how to do a curbless shower or any of these things right in the privacy of my own home, and I don't have to get embarrassed, but I'm getting that education too.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So that platform is pretty extraordinary that you've developed, in that all of us as contributors now can put that information that certainly helps us, but helps that person kind of evade any type of embarrassment.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. When I first started shooting videos on the YouTubes, long before Build Show Network was around, A little bit of that was in reaction to feeling like there wasn't a lot of good information out there mm-hmm. for builders building a high performance house in the South. And, you know, there's lots of great magazines like the Fine Home Buildings and the Journal of Light Constructions of the world. They've changed a lot in the last 10, 15 years. But I felt like when I was starting my company, there wasn't a lot of good info. And it's interesting as I fast forward now to here we are in 2023. What you do in particular, Steve, as an architect, and the way that you go to job sites and show details and then come back and show your drawings and you pull out your red Sharpie, who's almost a character on your show now, and show those details. I don't know of anybody else that's doing that. I've heard from multiple architects that they make their junior architects watch your videos because you're the only person I've ever seen doing that. And so I think that this platform, this Build Show network that we've together grown, is meeting a need for education out there because people need to see it. And going back another decade or two, when I was a kid growing up, I didn't know any builders. My dad was in the steel business. My grandfather was in the steel industry. I grew up in Pittsburgh, PA. I watched This Old House on PBS. Back in the days when you'd maybe use a VCR to watch it at a different time. And that was a 23-minute program with commercials or whatever. That was the only time I got to watch Tom Silva. That was the only way I could do it. And if they weren't talking about something that was particular to building in the South or in Texas, there was really no other knowledge or a way for me as a young person to get more knowledge from Tom Silva, for instance. You know, it was once a week for 30 minutes. Fast forward to today, we have this new series, Building Science 101, Build Science 101, getting into the building science, 10 parts. By the way, there's an ebook available for this series as well that you can download. So if you're not a visual, if you're a visual learner and not an auditory learner, let's say, you can download the ebook. But not only that, Steve, you probably know this already, but we've got a certificate that goes with each part and some questions that go with each part so that you can actually get build certified through this series. And if you're listening to this podcast and you've got a group of, let's say, superintendents or project managers underneath you at your company, or you're a homeowner watching this and you have a builder who maybe that you've hired who doesn't know a lot about building science, this is a great way for people across all demographics, across all age groups, across the entire North America, even the world for that matter, to get a basic foundation on building science.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. A nice cohesive package that you get the video, you get a write-up, you get the questions to make sure, which is probably going to force you to go back and read it a little bit more, watch the video again.
Yep.
But whatever the case. But, you know, while you were talking, one of the things that came to mind when you say, why do we educate? You know, it's really interesting because I'll drop that plan. And I appreciate, you know, the kudos that go with your comments about me dropping the plan, grabbing the red Sharpie. But you have to understand with information, it's me speaking, but it's not me alone, right? It's probably about 30 different people talking.
Yep.
And just like I talked about earlier, there's the one person that's sitting inside their home in private because they don't want to ask the question. There are a ton of people I know in the industry that are smart as a whip, but don't want to get out in front and give a lecture.
That's right.
So they need the people like us that I could go talk to five framers and then I could drop a framing plan and I can talk, but it's not me talking. It's me plus Bill, Tommy, Pete, Johnny, and Sam. All of us are talking.
That's right.
We're just talking through me.
Yeah, no
but
doubt.
All that information is coming from them. And so it's really this conglomerate of information that's being put together, and everybody doesn't have to speak, but we need to share that information. Because if I don't do that video, then we don't get those other five voices.
Yeah.
So that means there's six people now that aren't talking to you.
That's right. Exactly. And as a follow-up to that, I would say for those listeners that do have people that report to them, make them watch. you know, make it an assignment that they get a certificate from all 10 modules, all 10 episodes.
Right.
Because sometimes people need a little push.
Right.
And this is a great way to do it. Another thing that I've heard from a lot of builders around the country is they'll watch our videos in their weekly production meetings. You know, they'll take 15 minutes of the meeting and make that their educational time. They'll watch one of your videos. They'll watch one of mine, maybe one of Wade's or Jake's or somebody. And now they've got that extra.
I heard they watch a lot of
time.
Jake's at around 10 o'clock on a Saturday night when they need to fall asleep.
Oh, terrible.
That's all right. I had to
He's not even
out.
Here and we're throwing him in the grease.
You know what? No, Jake doesn't listen to this. You know what's a funny story? That's side true. Story. He posted something. He posted something somewhere. I forget if it was on IG or something. He's like, "Oh, it's not. Oh, you did a podcast with you, and I happened to listen to it." And he's like, "It doesn't matter. Steve doesn't listen to these anyway." And as soon as I said that, I texted him and I said, "I guess Steve doesn't listen." And I repeated what he said. It's like, damn, I got busted. So now we're even, Chase.
Oh, that's hilarious.
But when you take if you do the math. Every week, we have what, 13 contributors right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, we got about 13 new episodes every week.
13 new episodes.
But videos.
If every one of those videos is worth 5 voices,
mm-hmm.
that's 65, 70 people talking
for
to
sure.
you every week
yeah,
with
sure.
knowledge. That's an abundance of information.
That's right. It's
to
a big
get
deal.
That, you know, you can watch it and get some information and... I don't think there's one contributor that if you didn't reach out in a direct message on Instagram and you said, "Hey, I watched your video this week. I just have a really quick question." Every one of them would provide
an
answer.
Yeah, they would. Yeah. And part of that, too, I want to mention is everything that we do, Steve, is free. There's no paywalls anywhere. We certainly have sponsored content. But at the same time, you and I are independent thinkers. And we have no exclusive agreements out there. So, you know, if we think one method is better than another, we have no problem saying that.
Right.
But I do appreciate companies being willing to sponsor content like we do, Steve, because it's not a a strict commercial. And so, for instance, the Build Science 101 series, we've got Anderson Windows, Builders First Source, Huber, Sashco, ViewRail, PolyGuard, these are all fantastic companies that make top-notch products, or in BFS case, aggregate top-notch products for you. But these are companies that have been supporting us for a long, long time. Mm-hmm. And I'd be willing to bet that you and I both have in our phones at least 2 or 3 or 4 contacts at each one of those companies.
Certainly.
That if we had a question or wondered what to do, we could call them.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're listening to this, these are companies that would also do that for you if you will take the time and figure out who those contacts are.
Yep.
That might be as simple as calling their 800 number at PolyGuard Corporate in Ennis, Texas, and saying, "Hey, I've got a question about X, Y, and Z," and I'd be willing to bet that you would get a phone call back that afternoon or the next morning with a fantastic person who will have really technical knowledge, or somebody goes, "Gosh, I don't know the answer to that. Let me find out. I'll get back to you." Every one of these companies would do that for you. And so, you know, use your contacts. This is why we educate, is because we care about the future of our industry. And these partners in our Build Science 101 series have jumped on because they also care about educating the future and making sure that, frankly, Anderson Windows has good people to install their windows who were educated and install them correctly in a correctly waterproofed, water-managed, and air-managed opening, right? Because you can make the best window in the world, but if you put it in wrong and it has a leak, it's not the window's fault, it's the install error.
Right.
What a big deal for Anderson to say, "Hey, look, we're really interested in sponsoring this Build Science 101 series, and we're willing to educate that." And that's true with all these companies. So we should probably cut it off. We're going to do slightly shorter today, knowing that you and I could talk for 5 hours.
Oh, easy on this. But all those are very reputable companies, and you're right. We both know a lot of people at them. And, you know, most of the people that I know that are working at those companies are working there because they believe in what they're doing.
That's right.
And, you know, their products, they believe in it. And their products, I believe in all of their products if they're installed right. I mean,
yeah.
you really touched on it. In all of the building investigations I've ever done, it's rare you see a product fail. It is always the installation that is the failure.
Yeah.
So these companies, you know, you take Anderson Windows. They want the window to be installed right, because if it fails, they now get the finger pointed at them. Oh, yeah. That's Anderson Windows. Those right. are crappy windows.
They get tarnished.
They're good windows. But we need the community to understand how to install them.
That's right.
And so their investment in this, part of it, I'm sure, is selfish. Because
yeah.
they have to keep up. It's part of their, hey, we build a good window. We want you to understand how to install it so you get a good window that is a good installation.
That's right. That's right. And to your point about all the people that were behind the scenes that you got to be the front man for, that's the case with this Build Science 101 series. We had our mutual friend Mark Willey behind the camera helping on a bunch of this. And I could rattle off 10 people at Build Productions, our company that produced this series, including Thomas and Mercedes and a host of other people that were putting the work together to get the ebook out, to get the certificates out, to get the questions. So huge thanks to the team. Everything that Steve and I do usually has some team effort behind it. But I think one thing that's particularly unique about us, we're tooting our own horn here, is you know, we've got 13 current contributors to the BuildShare Network. Every one of them are experts in their field and has many, many years of knowledge. And we're willing to share that knowledge with you. Yeah. And so, guys, I hope that you'll take a moment to check out Build Science 101.
You know, in every one of those 13, because I know them, I would say I know them all personally. Maybe one I don't know quite as well, just because we haven't had much associate. But anyways, my point is, every one of them is an expert. But every one of us, if you called me on the phone and said, hey, I disagree with your video this weekend, every one of those contributors would say, well, let's have that discussion.
Yeah.
Because if I'm wrong, I want to know I'm wrong.
That's right.
And I want to know what your point is, and let's have that discussion. There's nobody there that is doing these videos and saying, this is the way you have to do it. Mm-hmm. This is the only way to do it.
No, that's right.
It's the building industry. It's funny because I tell people, I have to make decisions because, you know what? We got to build shit today.
It's true.
Right? I don't have the luxury of creating an academic exercise yeah. and stringing this out 3 weeks.
Yeah, that's right.
And I'm going to give you we'll end this with a good story. I'm a good story.
I like it. A good positive right? story ending.
So I'm out. We're installing Euro windows. No flanges. And for a long time, one of the gentlemen, I invited him out there, and he's a Monday morning quarterback like you wouldn't believe. Oh, you should have done this. Well, where the hell were you when it was time to do it? Right? Because I got to make decisions. So anyways, we're putting in the window, and we're about to do the first window, and I turn around and I look at him and I say, you know, this is a great opportunity. You know, you sell these tapes and you do this. Why don't you show me what a perfect installation looks like?
Oh, hello.
And you could see his eyes light up like, oh my God, I just got called onto the carpet here. and it's like, yeah, because I'm in the business of doing stuff.
In the field.
I talk about it, but I talk about it after I do it. Right? So there's a lot of builders out there that, guess what? They're in the business of doing stuff.
Yep.
No framer wants to talk about framing for a day.
Right.
Come on, guys, right. Get your act together. Let's go. Let's do this. Let's figure it out. But so my point is that we're doing these videos, but we're showing you how we're solving the problems.
Yeah.
If we're doing something wrong, write in, call in, send us a message, get in contact with us, whatever the case is. And we can fix the community that way.
That's right.
Because we don't have an ego that says this is the only way to frame that roof
yeah.
or insulate that wall. I'm totally up for it. But don't come at me also with, yeah, that's a dumb effing idea on how you insulated that. I get those comments on Instagram. And like I go through the roof. My wife's like, what's the matter? And I was like, oh, you wouldn't believe what this guy wrote. She's like, you're really going off the walls because of something somebody wrote on Instagram? And I was like, yeah, maybe I shouldn't.
But
the reality is that there's information out there.
Yeah.
Let's share it. Let's figure it out. We can all do better.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Guys, check out Build Science 101. And if you're not following Steve Basic, go check out about on Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook, @Steven Basic Architect. And of course, you can watch his videos on buildshownetwork.com.
Seven times, the sign says. I looked it up.
What is?
No, if you watch my videos seven times, it takes seven times to really capture the essence of the video. So you have to watch them seven times.
That's a lot. Well, I'm not going to do that.
I'm just saying.
I'm going to watch it once.
That's what the science says. So if you want to go by the science, it's seven times. I'm just saying.
Steve, always good having you in the studio, my friend. All right, guys. And that being said, from the Rockwell Studios in Austin, Texas, follow us on TikTok or Instagram. Otherwise, we'll see you next time on the Build Show podcast.